information so we can, I mean, you need to share it with everybody. I always say you never know who's listening. You never know how many people you can help with this.
Well, 90 days? Probably, no, it's probably longer than 90 days now. 120 days ago, I looked like a ghost. I literally looked like a ghost. And if it wasn't for the patience of a lot of people, including David and even Michael, I would have never, never got to the point where I am now. I mean, it's just incredible. And
wow. It's
two things that was so important. It was the Purium and the exercise. And the super aminos, my muscles were literally wasting away because I couldn't get any nutrition in my body. So the Purium, all of a sudden, got me the nutrition I needed. And then I needed to get muscles back because I was losing weight because I wasn't getting any nutrition in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the Purium and doing the super aminos, actually, the nutrition came from the Purium, but I needed to get the muscle, and the muscle came from the super aminos.
Yeah. Ralph, what products were you doing?
Well, I was doing the Core 3, basically, and
okay. About
7 or 8 other ones that David recommended that I get a little bit fuzzy about all the names. I just know, take a scoop of this, a scoop of that, a scoop of that. And the one that you recommended, that because I had trouble digesting the capsules, so I started to chew them, and every time I chew this one, the oily one, I forgot the name of it. In any case, I think of you because you say be a man and just do it, and every time I chew it. And I want to spit it out, but I think of you, and I pursue it. And I'm sure it's...
You're talking about this. Is that the Super Xanthan?
Yeah. It's the Super Xanthan?
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it, Ralph.
Okay. Well, I mean, I take it... I really take it. You told to take 3 times a day. I take it twice a day.
Good.
That's my my reward for myself. If I take it twice a day, I figure I'm doing well. I mean, it really is. Taking it as a capsule, if I could digest the capsule, would be fine because you don't taste it.
Hey,
but when you chew into it,
I want you to hang on the call and share some of this. There's a couple people on here they want to hear about the 10-day transformation, but I want to hear your testimonial. Let me get into the call here a little bit, and because we've got Kristen Fritz, who might be doing the 10-day, might have a few questions. Then they need to hear more of the results you've gotten, which are amazing, and we're so excited for you. So I just want to say welcome to the 10-day transformation support call. This is something we do every day, Monday through Friday at 5:30 PAC time and 8:30 Eastern, to support all the transformers over the country. We're not doctors. We make no claims about our superfoods. Our foods feed the body and give the body the raw materials to do the work the human body is designed to do, which is regenerate when given the right materials and the nutritional materials and the organic materials to let the body thrive in the health that it deserves to have. If you're on prescription drugs or pregnant, we recommend you consult your doctor anytime you start a new nutritional program. If you, we do have a naturopathic doctor you can email. It is puriumnaturopath@gmail.com. And Lucy's on the phone to answer questions today, and David Jeffries is here. And so we're going to jump right into this. And it's all about starting, it starts with 10 days. That's the hashtag that's going to be our food consumer hashtag as we go into 2017, and it all starts with 10 days. And so whether you start out with the Core 3 and then jump into the 10-day transformation 2 weeks, a month, 2 months later, or you jump right into the Reset Pack and start doing the Power Shake and the power and the blended fiber, organic fiber blend. You do those two to raise your adiponectin level over a 100-day period. Over 90 days, you will see that adiponectin go up 30% by doing the two scoops of Power Shake and one scoop of the gluten-free fiber a day. It's amazing. And anytime you jump in there for those 80, 90 days, jump in and do a 10-day, and you'll see everything that you're doing accelerated. And on that note, David, you just finished the 10-day transformation just recently, didn't you?
I did.
And we got three guests on the line that I know of. We got Christian, Fritz, and Ralph. Why don't you just share a little bit how you, this is your second or third one, I know. So why don't you share what you decided to do and how you decided to go about it to do your 10-day?
Well, yeah, for me, it's, I think it was, it's my third one. And, you know, as you know, it gets easier as you go. The first time, you know, the thing about the Purium products is that you don't feel hungry. You feel full. It's very filling. And but your habits of eating three times a day or two times a day, whatever it is that you do, is the hard part to get through. And for me, about the third day is hard, really hard. You want to eat something. And I found for me, I don't like to use the flex foods. I'd rather get through the 10-day with no regular food. That was originally the way this was done. And it's easier because if I eat the flex food, then I feel hungry. Then I want to eat food. So once you start, it's like eating anything. Then you want to eat other flex foods. So I find it a lot easier to get through those first 3 days. And the fourth day is, it's kind of like walking up a mountain the first 3 days. And then the fourth day, you're coming down. You start walking down that mountain. And it gets easier and easier. And I just found this on my third time, much, much easier to do. It was really like, really just simple. It wasn't like the first time. First time was that third day I wanted to jump off a mountain. And I mean jump. But I didn't feel bad. I just felt like, oh, my God, I want to eat something, you know. So it's a lot of fun. But the thing about it is that when you're done with 10 days, everything has so much taste. The last time I did it, I lost 11 pounds in 10 days. And I felt fabulous. Your energy just gets, about the seventh day, your energy goes up and up and up. And you feel your thinking's clear. Because you're not putting any kind of pesticides or preservatives, any chemicals of any kind, for 10 days in your body if you're just eating the Purium foods. And I think it's a huge difference, if that makes sense, in the way you feel. You just, your memory works better. Everything does. You're sharper. It's a cognition. You have a better cognition. So I love the foods, and I think that everybody should do a cleanse two or three times a year whenever they've overdone things, like eating too much, a lot of, you know, family, friends, pie, drinks, whatever it is that we do to ourselves. You can always offset with a cleanse or offset a few days with two green drinks a day and one meal to offset what you've done to yourself with family and friends on weekends or vacations. But I use both. I go back and forth every so often when I feel I need it and your body tells you feel sluggish, you're not as sharp. Just do a cleanse and then it wakes you up and brings your energy up. So that's my experience. You just feel it's fabulous. Nothing better than I've ever found in the Purium products.
So wait a minute. What you just said, so, I mean, I've known you about 28 years, and I know you've always been into health. You were an actor many years ago, got into the stocks and all that kind of stuff, and got very successful at that, and you had your own little theater in New York City. So you've always tried to, I know, always tried to keep yourself healthy as can be. So you just said Purium is probably the best product you've ever found. That's a pretty big statement to say.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't explain it, but my experience of Purium, I have never experienced anything like it in my life. I think it's the high, high concentrations of pure food and without any chemicals. I used to juice for many years, and juicing, you're jamming pesticides, even if they're organic. Organic labeling allows pesticides, and you can look that up on the internet and find it. 14 Facts the Organic Industry Doesn't Want You to Know is a great article to read. And that article will tell you 27 people nationwide work for the NOP, which is the part of the FDA that handles organic labeling and complaints, etc. And that will tell you that we are allowed over 40 synthetic pesticides and all organic pesticides. And organic pesticides don't really kill the bugs, so they increase it to high levels, and that's carcinogenic. So when you're on the Purium Foods, for many people, it's the first time in their life they've ever gone a day without putting any kind of chemical like a preservative or a pesticide or an herbicide or artificial flavor, color, salt, sugar, any of that junk, you know, in your body. So there's just nothing like it I've ever experienced, the energy that you feel. I think it's a game changer. It's a life changer. And you see people change every day around you if they're eating these foods. So that's why I make that statement. It's just fabulous, fabulous product.
So do you feel like you feel, okay, so say you're 50 years old. We'll say you're 39. So how much, from a youthful experience, how much younger do you feel?
You know, I'm going to give you the line that you gave me when you called me up to try to get me to try these products. You know, you called me 10 times and I said no. And what you said to me was, I feel better than I've felt in 20 years. And that's exactly the way I feel. You just feel fabulous. You feel like you're just fired up all the time. Even if you don't get sleep, you have high energy on these foods. It's like putting jet fuel in your body. It really is. It's high test all the way. I mean, the high concentrates of these pure green foods, it's huge. It's just a huge game changer. And, you know, they alkalize the body, the greens. I love the four greens, and I always add one of each of our four main greens, our barley green juice, Crackcel, Corella, Spirulina, and Kamut, organic Kamut, our wheatgrass. So barley green juice is great, too. All four of those, I like to do a scoop of each one, because it just fires you up. It makes you feel really energized. So, yeah.
So David, you know what it is? It's like to have a business, because I'm in the Purium business with Lucy, and I know you are as well. But to have a business where you turn on people to a Core 3, a reset pack, 10-day transformation, those are three of the greatest packs I've ever seen in any industry, let alone network marketing.
Yeah, it sure are. Well, it's a full meal. It's a meal replacement. That's what I love about it. It cuts your food bill way down because I on average now do two of these of the core. Two meals a day of the Purium and one of regular. I feel better. If I eat two or three meals of regular food, I just get lethargic. I get more bogged down, not as sharp. So I just find these foods to be very energizing and healthy.
Well, I tell you what, I can't remember the last time I did three meals a day. Lucy, you want to add anything before we ask her some questions?
No, I think I got it. I just love the way that David explains everything about the pesticides and everything. And I just want to remind everybody, we're starting at the 10-day transformation group, 10-day transformation on Monday. So let's get ready.
Yeah, invite your friends. So Christine or Fritz, Ralph, do you have any questions to David about the 10-day transformation?
Not right now. This is great. Oh, my wife did. I think, like I said, like you guys said, it's just so good to know about, like we're sitting here eating cucumbers with lemon juice, and we're wondering, is this organic enough, you know? Cause that's a little scary. So didn't know necessarily that there was different levels of organicness, I guess, if you will.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, you mind if I address that a little bit, Michael?
Yeah, go ahead, David.
So this is Chris, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, my family, we have 2,500 acres in California. So we deal with organic farming all the time. And all the farms around us, many of them, half their produce and products are organic. And people don't realize it. I'll give you an example. Right now it's winter time, right? So where do you think people are growing fruits and vegetables right now that are at your neighborhood market? You can go to Florida right now and you can go to California, and I can assure you, drive out in the country and see if you see any crops being grown. There's no direct sunlight right now. So these foods are coming in. They've been in storage a long time and they're old. They've been irradiated to try to keep them stable until they can get them to market. Once we sell our products to a warehouse, they can do anything they want. They can spray it 5 times, 10 times. There's no overseers. Whoa. So let's say we sell a $1 million crop to a company. As soon as they get it, they're going to spray it, and they're going to stabilize it, irradiate it, whatever they need to do. They know what the time period till they're going to get it to market. And then they sell parts of that off to other warehouses and other companies, and they're going to spray it again and again. So if you think about the fact that we're in the middle of winter, where are these foods coming from at every market across the United States? Argentina, South America, Chile, where? So I used to juice heavily, and I can't even imagine how many pesticides I was jamming in my body. And I know the amount of pesticides we use on our farm in California for our labeled organic, certified organic crops and produce. They allow many, many pesticides, and it's still labeled organic. They wow. claim that those pesticides are okay to use because they're not that bad. So we're fooling ourselves across the country to think that organic is organic.
Right.
It is not.
So is eating a organic cucumber better than not eating anything at all?
Well, that's a fair question. That really is. And here's my answer to that. You don't really know. And here's the problem. I said to the guy that worked from the FDA, the NOP, that came out to check our paperwork on the farm, I said, what's the difference? He had a big book with him and he had different pesticides. What's the difference between these that you allow and these that you don't? He says, well, the ones we don't allow, 1 in 100,000 gets cancer. Let's say I pointed to 2 or 3 of them. The ones we allow, it's a lot less. And
right.
I said, well, how long have you studied these? Well, this had a 10-year study. This had an 8-year study. And I said, what about all these other pesticides on these other pages? Well, those are okay because we don't know that much about them. And until we do, they're okay.
No way. Wow.
Yes. So
wow.
there is – and by the way, there's 27 people. You can look this up online. 27 people work for the NOP, and they cover all of North America.
Wow. A little understaffed.
How many farms do you think are being checked? How many markets? How much spray? How much – the things that people are doing to stabilize the crops and the food they buy? It's – I mean, you can't afford to buy thousands and thousands of dollars worth of food and have it go bad. So what
right.
are you going to do to stabilize it? Irradiate it
right.
and all the other things that we do. Freeze it, irradiate it. So
is it better just don't even buy your stuff from the grocery store? Just go to farmer's markets, whatever's in season is your only option?
Right. Well, yes, the seasons. Well, I mean, it's Russian roulette, right? We buy something, it could have a really bad pesticide or it might not. You just don't know. And it's the same with GMO. We don't know that much about GMO. Some people say it's great, some people don't. I choose to think it's not good. But
right.
we have to control, again, how I kind of live is like this. I try to eat my Purium because I know it's clean and safe for our kids, for our elderly, for us. So I try to regulate. If I've done a lot of regular food, every time I go to a restaurant, I know I'm putting pesticides and sugars
yeah.
and all the things that are bad in my body. So I just, let's say that I'm doing 2 green drinks and 1, or I've done 2 or 3 days of eating meals, then I try to offset that with several days of Purium. Because I know those products are safe.
So like a medium cleanse, like it's just a small cleanse in your daily nutrition.
Exactly. So let's say I eat with family and friends for 3 days and eat, you know, pie and have a couple of margaritas and some red wine and then so I've done 3 days of this, and you know your grandmother wants to give you pie and you can't say no to it because she cooked it, she made it, and all these things, you know, you just keep going along with the program. Then you go home and you go, oh, I could go for 3 days and eat nothing. So what I do on those days is I will say to myself, I'm going to do an all green day or all Purim day for 2 or 3 days, do a small cleanse, or I'm going to do 2 green meals a day and 1 small meal to offset what I just did to myself. So that's how I can kind of control it. And you will, the longer you're on Purim, the more you will feel it and get the hang of doing that to yourself. So you're always offsetting what you do to yourself throughout your life. Same with your weight. If you overeat a lot, then offset it with, you know, high nutrition, low calorie meals with Purim to get rid of those calories and to cut back on what you've done to yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. I really appreciate it. Did you have a question?
No.
Yeah, so what do you recommend then for like kind of a small meal for trying to obviously limit? This is our first time doing this, so we're all obviously our bodies are a little bit in shock with like, wow, we're not eating. This is crazy. So do you have a recommendation of kind of like the most helpful, least pesticides? I mean, like you said, it's hard to gauge. You don't know.
Right. No, you can't. Just know that there's no crops being grown right now. You can find some oranges that are, once they have a freeze, then they will start to, the sugar kicks in into the oranges and mandarins that we have, et cetera. But this time of the year, you know, there might be a few greenhouses that are growing things across the country, but compared to the food that's being sold everywhere, it's nothing. It's very minor.
Yeah.
And those foods, the foods don't have the right kind of light, so you're not getting the nutrition you need. It's just like the soils. They're depleted. We grow the same crops on the same soils over and over and over. So the thing I love about Purim is we concentrate our foods, so you're getting high, high nutrition when you're eating those foods. So anyway, going back to your question, you know, you just try to do the best you can. But let's say that you guys, and you'll get used to it. How long have you been doing this?
We actually just joined 2 weeks ago. So we're brand new. Yeah.
Well, Michael, you there? You want to give her like a daily meal, like something you might do?
No, go ahead, David. You do it.
Well, you know, let's just say so you have children, I gather?
Yes, we have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old.
2-year-old and a 1-year-old. I wish my family had gotten me on these foods when I was that age.
Right?
I can't even imagine, you know? Yeah, I can't even imagine. Well, I just try to, what I do is I'll do, you know, let's say that you're doing a salad or you're cooking something. You know, you're going to, I don't know if you saw this, the FDA came out only a few months ago, and you can look up this article. It was in the summer, I believe, and the FDA had an article that said that 70% of the chicken in the U.S. has arsenic. And if you read that article, they put it in the grain to plump up the meat and to make the color of the meat better. So I can't tell you just to eat chicken because you don't know what's what anymore. All you can do is do the best you can, try to eat meals that are fairly healthy. How bad can they mess up some of the foods? That's what I ask myself. Does it look like food? Does it not look like food? And just, you know, just try to do that. But you'll see the more of the Purium products you put, since we have 60 products, the kids really love our carrot juice. They love our new fiber blend caramel with the power shake. They love that. And so you'll find the foods that the kids will love and drink. And I do booths sometimes at expos to tell people about the foods. And I noticed that the children really like a green drink when I put the cocoa mint spirulina and our new fiber blend caramel in a power shake. And they just love it. It's creamier and it tastes great and it's very filling. So I would just suggest it. Try to do 1 or 2 days and offset when you do things with family and friends. Come back and offset it with the Purium products. There's 60. There's so many great products.
Yeah.
You know?
So you like basically like all you consume that day is just Purium products. Nothing outside that.
Exactly. I'll give myself, I'll do 1 or 2 days a week like that,
I try to do Monday or Tuesday according to if I'm going out somewhere. If you can do one day a week where you just do an all green day, it's really a great, and it also, it resets your taste buds, it alkalizes the body, and I do a scoop of each one of our four greens, Corella, Crexella, Corella, it's really great for, you know, alkalizing the blood and the body, and I love Corella, I love the spirulina, I love the barley green juice, and I love our wheatgrass. So one scoop of each one of those in a power shake is a great meal. And then, you know,
yeah,
you can add, for the kids, sweeten it up. One of the other things for healthy fat, I would do the rice bran solubles. And our rice bran solubles now are, they are organic. So I think David Sandoval said that we're the only company in the world that has organic rice bran solubles.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing. And you can eat those with a spoon. You can eat those with a spoon and give those to your kids with a spoon. Same with the carrot powder, or carrot juice. So it's really fabulous. It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I wanted to make a comment. The I don't know, you mentioned kids. The MVP Kids is the chocolate shake that's really I like to take it, and it's specifically made for kids, so you may want to look into that.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. We have four kids' foods that are great. Yeah. Yeah.
And I also wanted to comment, when we're talking about a cleanse, it's like I'm on a permanent cleanse. It really is. I started off on a cleanse, and my body was so out of kilter with that when I took the Super Cleanse R, you know, I couldn't take it. You know, it messed me up. Now, 90 days later, by mistake, I took two of the Super Cleanse R, and it didn't faze me in the least. So my body must have adjusted to a great extent, because I was able to take that without any adverse effect. And it was telling me that doing the Purium, you know, I almost never have a regular meal. Almost never, except in cases like where my wife cooks this great meal and she's a great cook and she knows I can't have gluten stuff, she knows I can't have sugar stuff, she knows I can't have cakes, she knows I can't have pasta, she knows I can't have pizza. I mean, I have such a long list, but I sometimes have it. And when we get stuff, we're in Vermont a lot, and we know the farmers. So when we get it, you know, they'll tell us what they spray, if they spray. You know, we won't take it straight. And they tell us in Vermont are fantastic. And you have to be the right season for it. So knowing the farmers is really an advantage.
So Chris, not eating meals every day and just enjoying Purium, welcome to Purium, because the longer you do this, the less, like, when you walk into a grocery store, you won't even, walking down the aisles of a grocery store, you actually realize that they're nothing but poison.
Uh-huh.
When you go down those middle aisles, that are nothing but processed foods, it's amazing as you keep eating foods that don't have any pesticides or artificial ingredients. It's just, in a year or two from now, it just gets better, and you're giving the kids a great foundation. So as far as the kids' MVP, let the kids try it and see how they like it. Also, so you're on the right track, my friend. You're on the right track.
Awesome. And then a lot of you have vegan lifestyles. We're currently, or plant-based lifestyle. I mean, our kids have never had meat or cheese. Is that kind of your lifestyle as well then? And that's one of the reasons we started taking Purium is to make sure they're getting everything they need.
Right.
When it comes to a vegan diet.
Well, I spend time, I'll answer that, Michael. A lot of the people I'm around on Purium, they become more and more vegan, more and more meatless, fishless. I still do a little fish from time to time, but basically that's about it. I used to do chicken, but I've kind of cut all that out now. So most of my stuff is salads and, you know, I love greens. The thing about these foods are alkalizing, so that you get to where you crave greens more and more and more. And with the kids, I think you can always do a scoop of the Power Shake. And by the way, our Power Shake has a 2-year shelf life with no preservatives. And I think that's pretty amazing. It's cool, air dried, so it's really a fabulous product, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So listen, y'all. Go ahead. Ask that question. We're going to wind this down in a few minutes.
Yeah. So do you not eat eggs at all either then, I'm assuming?
Not really. I used to eat eggs a lot, but I hardly ever do that.
Okay. And
you know
not,
that
you
because,
have...
well, if you, listen, if you can get organic eggs from a farmer, you know, but here's the problem. Just let me give you one more quick thing. And let's say that how many farmers are going to get organic grain that they feed their chickens? And if they're getting organic, is it really organic?
Exactly.
So they're saying, well, I feed my chickens organic. Well, so there's a lot of green drinks out there in the world. So I will say to them when they approach me, you want to try this green drink? I say, can you tell me about it? They say, oh, it's organic. I say, does that mean no pesticides? They can't even answer.
Yeah.
They don't even know. You see, they're just going by a label. Someone said it's organic. They got it labeled organic. There's a lot of money to be made in labeling everything organic. You're paying a lot more money. So the question is, if you're getting eggs, are they being fed grain that doesn't have pesticides? And the answer to me is, I doubt it. But if you can find a good little farmer, you can get it. Then that might be a different situation, if they grow their own grain especially.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I need to wind this call down. Good questions, good stuff you're asking. But let me just say one thing to what is your name? I got Chris, and what's your name?
Kristen.
You're Kristen, and your husband's Fritz?
Yep, Chris and Kristen.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Well, I just want to say this. You know, we have a lot of products that are labeled certified organic, but we're really certified organic. So, you know, every plant goes through a real serious testing when they come into our facility. So but I say this, y'all. I don't really care what anybody eats. They can eat steak, pork, I don't care. I want people to experience Purium without sounding like they have to be health nuts, because we're a company that we're growing and we're reaching out to a lot of people, and I don't really care what anyone eats. I just want to get people started enjoying a Core 3, a Reset 10-day athletic fitness, 2 or 3 products. So I say to you all, as new to Purium, enjoy it and enjoy the experience, and you'll find it's like a musician, your pitch will get finer and finer and finer, but the way for us to reach out for other people, we want to reach out to the people that are eating all the stuff that's maybe not good for them. But if we come off a little bit too touty, like we're the best of all the best, they kind of turns people off. So you want to be real careful about just letting people experience it and get their own experience. So on that note, I want to close this call off with Ralph. Ralph, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, so if everybody else would mute your line, and because except for David, I want you guys to hear. Now, Ralph hasn't done, I don't believe Ralph did the 10-day transformation, because Ralph was very slender and almost dead when I heard him talk the first time. But I want you all to hear a guy who, when I first heard him, I called David, and I said, David, this guy he's about ready to die, in my opinion, because he's got his energy. You could put, like, it wasn't a lot of energy there. And David started coaching him in New York City because they live near each other. and this guy's life changed. And if you would just share a little bit, Ralph, in about 3 to 4 or 5 minutes, how Purium has affected your life in a simple way. Just share it with us. And David,
well,
you can jump in wherever you feel.
Okay. Well, David, actually, I almost went to David's house every day, and he fixed me a Purium. I mean, it was great conversation. I enjoyed it, and he was so patient with me because not only was I extremely weak, sometimes he's only three blocks away. Sometimes I had to take a cab over to his house. You know, this is New York City, so we're, you know, we don't take cars places. I took a cab over because I didn't have the strength to get over his. And sometimes I had trouble getting up three steps to get into his building. So I was really in bad shape, and I used to be an avid skier, and I had nutritional problems that a nutritionalist did some tests on me and found out that I wasn't absorbing any of the nutrients or the supplements I was taking. I had closets full of different supplements and vitamins. I wasn't absorbing any of that. So to make a long story short, I threw all that stuff out. I started taking Purium with David's help and patience, and slowly but surely, I started building up my strength, building up my energy, and the exercise was also important because the super amino acids, my muscle mass was wasting away, literally wasting away. First, it was all the fat in my body. I went from a size 44, 46, to a size, this is like a suit jacket, to a size 38. And I went from a waist of 38 to a waist of 30. And that wasn't good news. That was bad news because I wasn't losing the weight naturally. It was I wasn't getting any nutrition in my body. So I took the Purium, and I took not only the Core 3, but all the spirulina and the whole list of things that David recommended, and the different greens, and it really made a tremendous difference. Now, 90 days later, I was really worried because my son was getting married, and they asked me to say a few words. I said, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to get up there in front of him, his new wife, hundreds of his friends, and I'm going to talk like, you know, squeaky. You know, I nobody's going to hear me, you know, because that's the way I was. And I was really focused on that, and I got up there, and I did a great speech. And I revved myself up energetically, but also, you know, after 90 days of taking the Purium, I was ready to give a speech. And it worked. I mean, I was so happy, and he was happy. He said, good job, Dad, you know, and that made me feel really good. And then people who saw me 90 days ago or 120 days ago, they took a look at me looking like a ghost, and then they saw me recently, and they said, boy, have you changed. You know, you look much better. See, you're walking better. Your face is, you know, has color in it. You know, so it was like a transformation, and it was both the exercise, and I couldn't have done the exercise without the Super Amino 23. I mean, that was essential. And when they talk about that being in the physician's desk reference as the people who have depleted muscles, they're talking about me because I didn't have any muscles. So now, you know, I show off my muscles. Now I'm 69 years old. But I have more muscles now in my biceps and triceps and legs than I've had when I was in my 30s. And it's not only because I work out at least an hour to 2 hours a day, but it's the Super Amino 23s that really make the difference. And days when I don't have time to exercise, I take them anyway because I want to give myself that extra energy in my life. I'm not Dave. Anything else to say? You've been with me the whole time.
Right. Well, you're a miracle. But you know, nobody can make you eat the foods and change and try anything new. That's the problem the thing that I come up against is the same thing I came up when you and your wife came to my house and crossed your arms and were not very open to listening to me, if you remember. And it was hard to get through to both of you, and so I just said, look, I'm not going to try to convince you. The thing here is I'm here to educate. If that will talk you into trying things, trying these foods, these wonderful foods, I said to you, if you remember, here's a few people that are not in this business, that are on the foods, where their lives have changed. You call them, and if you're interested, you call me back. And you did. And you're the one that made the effort to actually try something new, because most of us have done so much juicing, so many vitamins. We've tried many, many things in our lives, and nothing really changes you. You're just hoping that at the end of your life that you have less problems and you live a little longer and you feel better longer. But with the Purium products, you feel the difference. You really do. And I don't. And I love what Michael said. What Michael said was, you don't have to. If you get one powerful meal of the Purium products in your body a day, it makes a difference. You don't have to be perfect. You can still eat all the other junk, but slowly, what I've noticed is that you become more alkaline, so your taste changes and your cravings change to where you want to eat better, and you want less sugar, and you start to notice the taste in things. So, and for you, Ralph, you're a miracle to me, and you he's one of the nicest people, everybody, that I've met, and he looks like a different person. Fuller. It's amazing.
And I could walk up, I could almost jump up the steps to your place.
Exactly.
What a difference. And, you know, what Michael said about walking down the aisles of the supermarket, I can't stand walking down. I feel like the food, the processed food is almost attacking me. I used to walk down the aisles and say, oh, I want this, I want that, I want that. There's nothing I can think of that I want in a supermarket anymore. And you're absolutely right about taste change. I never used to like fish. Now, my wife puts herbs and stuff, and occasionally I have fish, and I enjoy it. And salmon. I couldn't stand the smell of salmon. Now I love it. So big difference. Big difference. In my
well, listen, world. Yeah. Listen. Yeah. Hey, I just want to throw in that, you know, this is, you know, when David called me and said, hey, Ralph is going to do it. Somebody, if everyone would take their phone off speaker, because we're getting an echo. Just so we'll close the call right now. And you know, David was very excited about Ralph's experience, and here is a guy whose life has been added many, many years to his life, I think, because he got some green superfoods in his body that have changed his life. And we've got Christian and Prince. So I'm going to close off because I'm getting an echo. Lucy, are you on the line still? So we got a call on Monday that starts the 10-day transformation with David Litt. It'll be for 10 days. And it's please invite all your friends and all your people and get everybody involved. And I just want to say how proud I am of everybody on this call that really appreciates the power of what we're doing, because this is not just some little lark. We are spreading wisdom about our food on this planet that our kids deserve, our grandparents deserve, everyone. And it's something we all have to stand up very tall and really scream it from the rooftops, because our food is so important for our planet. And I love what Purium is doing, Sandoval and Amy Venner. So anyway, congratulations, everybody. David, thanks for taking the time to help all these folks tonight here with your ideas and your information. Ralph and Christian and Fritz, thank you. And Lucy and David, why don't you just end the call with a good statement. Hello.
Yeah, the thing that I would say, just put the foods in your body. You won't need to hear us talk. They will talk for us. The foods do tell everything. I tell people all the time when they argue with me about any of this, I say, listen, you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take those foods home, eat them. If you're not happy, send it all back. But let the foods do the talking. I don't need to talk anymore. The foods will tell you how you feel, and they will say everything. That's my statement.
Hey, well said, everybody. Well, listen, have a great weekend, and blessings to everyone, and just keep enjoying the superfoods to feed every cell in your body because every cell deserves it. All right. Have a happy weekend.
Thank you, Michael. Ralph.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kristen, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you all. Keep giving those little kids that great food.
Thank you.
Can't wait to start it.
Bless you, you guys.
What'd you say? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.